Welcome in to Season 2, Episode 9 of The Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me from the bottom of my heart. And in this episode, I just wanted to discuss LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is very interesting at the moment. And I've done a few episodes of LinkedIn, not one in a while, though. But LinkedIn, it's one of my favorite social media platforms. But there's something going on with it right now, and I'm going to address that in this episode. So I've been big into LinkedIn for the past, I'd say, a little over a year and a half. I've been big into LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is such an amazing platform for B2B, obviously. It is the goldmine for business-to-business marketing and business-to-business outreach. If you're in sales, selling B2B, that's the place you need to be. Wow, that rhymed. That was pretty cool. Anyway, so LinkedIn, recently, I've noticed a change in LinkedIn over the last month to 2 months. And the thing I've noticed is my content is getting viewed by less people, and it's getting less likes than where it was at the beginning of the year. And I think LinkedIn has finally reached the stage of organic reach declining. And I think it's obvious. LinkedIn is now starting to transition to more paid advertising to get your content seen. Now, it's still possible for your content to get seen without paying for it, but it's much harder. The content has to be specific towards LinkedIn's algorithm. That's something you have to crack. That's something I'm trying to learn how to crack right now. But LinkedIn is in the stage like where Facebook was 8 years ago. Facebook was amazing for organic reach 8 years ago, for I think it was like 2008 to 2012. LinkedIn was prime for organic reach. Instagram was prime for organic reach from, I would say, 2015 to 2018. And then it started to decline. And organic reach on Instagram is still very, very good compared to Facebook. And I always think Instagram will be much better than Facebook in organic reach. I don't know what it is about Facebook, but I just feel like it's so much harder to get seen on Facebook without paying than it is on Instagram, even when Instagram is at the complete decline of organic reach. I follow Gary Vee on Instagram, and every now and then I go through his videos on Instagram and see how many views they get. And a lot of them are still getting over 1 million views, even though Instagram's organic reach has declined. He has learned how to hack any algorithm on any platform, no matter if organic reach is declining or not. So there is a way to hack the algorithm on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, whatever it is. It just takes a lot of trial and error and learning what type of content the platform wants and how engaging you are with other people on the platform. It definitely takes a lot of time to crack the code. But anyway, circling back around to LinkedIn. LinkedIn was absolutely amazing for organic reach for 3-4 years. And even into this year, the organic reach was still really, really good. Now the algorithm's changed. It's favoring certain types of content nowadays, which I'm still trying to figure out. And it's definitely, the thing about algorithms, it's just so hard to keep up with them because they're constantly changing. Social media platforms are constantly changing how people see content and how they distribute the content to those people. And you always have to be on your toes and always have to be on the lookout for new trends emerging in the social media space and the marketing space. And LinkedIn is in the phase where they're pushing more paid content or paid advertising to get seen. And if you want to give up on LinkedIn, if this is where your mind is right now, I'm going to tell you right now, please do not do that, because there's always a way to crack the code. I'm not here to tell you I have all the secrets, I know how to crack the code, because I don't. I don't know how yet. I will figure it out. It's one of those things where I'm very determined, because LinkedIn, I personally believe, is still in its infancy stage, even though it's been around for over a decade. I think over the last 2-3 years, the popularity of it has just exploded. And I think more professionals are going to start going on that platform and start posting content consistently. And I think it's going to be one of those platforms. Obviously, Instagram is content central. I think LinkedIn, a lot of people still post a ton of content on this platform, and I think more people will. I'm going to continue to post a lot of content on LinkedIn because I have a message I want to get out. I have a story to tell. I want to help people. And LinkedIn's a perfect place to help people. And it's one of those things, you just got to keep going, keep grinding, keep trying to find a way to crack the algorithm, keep finding a way to get favored by the algorithm. And it's one of those things where you just got to keep going. You just can't give up. Just every single platform is going to be like this. TikTok is amazing right now for organic reach. Absolutely incredible. And it's going to start fading away, I would say, in the next 6 to 12 months. The organic reach on TikTok will start declining. They'll start favoring certain users more and more, even though they're already starting that trend. And it's going to be harder to get in front of people. Your content is going to have to be absolutely amazing on TikTok to get in front of a major audience. And I posted about 17 TikToks, and I've had 2 videos that have done very, very well. And it's not satisfying to me. I want to have a viral video very soon, and I'm going to get a viral video very soon. I just know that for a fact. It's just a matter of just keep tweaking, keep trying different things, keep trying different forms of content, how to deliver the video. Because as some of you know, on TikTok, I do a lot of skits. I do just like funny stuff on TikTok. That's the platform where I really just take a step back and I just like try to be myself. And I try to just show my personality way more. That's why I think of TikTok as. I don't put any business content on that as of yet. If I do, it will be under a different account, because I'm not putting any business content under my account I have currently. That's the fun account. So LinkedIn, just stick to it. It's kind of frustrating how it happens so quickly on LinkedIn. That's the one thing. Usually it's gradual. But on LinkedIn, I just feel like it's just been a lot quicker than other platforms. I really, really, truly believe it's just gone a lot quicker down, or a decline in organic reach, than like Instagram was. I don't know. That's just me. And LinkedIn is still blooming for opportunity. I don't even know if that makes sense, what I just said, but I'm going to roll with it. Just the opportunity on LinkedIn is still there today, and it'll still be there 2 years from now. It's up to you. Ow. Jesus, I just knocked my knee against my desk. Anyway, I'm getting distracted right now. Knee is throbbing. So I've lost track. LinkedIn, just keep going with it. Post those articles, post videos, post just updates. Before I let you guys go, I've been doing a lot of, or I've done some, I've probably done 3, 4, 5 videos recently of a video format for LinkedIn. I kind of copy the Gary Vee video format. And I've kind of noticed that video format is not as, I don't get as many views as just posting a raw video. I have noticed that, which is very interesting, because usually you would think it'd be more engaging, because I basically do a border, or I do white above the video and a white below the video of text, and I have a title, like a big red title or something that sticks out. And though that video has performed worse, those videos perform worse than my videos that I post raw with just captions, and which is very interesting. So I'm learning as we go. And one thing I've noticed from Gary Vee, I'm always going to copy Gary Vee when it comes to marketing. He stopped using hashtags on LinkedIn. I went through his profile. He stopped using hashtags on LinkedIn for the time being, which is very interesting. And that definitely has something to do with the organic reach. He's always ahead of the curve. So I may try to stop using hashtags, see what happens. I don't know, though. I'm going to keep testing different things. And I think you should, too, if you're on LinkedIn. Just keep testing different formats, strategies, whatever it is. And one day you will crack the code if you just stick to it. Like, you can crack the code for every other platform. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys found this valuable, and I hope you stick to LinkedIn, because like I said 345 times throughout this episode, there is still so much opportunity on LinkedIn. It's just a matter of finding the right strategy and cracking that algorithm. Once you can do that, you're golden. And if you crack the algorithm on LinkedIn, it's going to give you more confidence, and you can have a learning experience to apply that to other platforms. Like when TikTok's organic reach starts declining, you can apply you hacking the LinkedIn algorithm to TikTok, and so on and so forth. So stick to it. Keep producing content for every single platform, no matter, even especially LinkedIn. And just keep grinding. And I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, whatever you're embarking on. Maybe you're trying to build a brand, a personal brand, or maybe you're trying to build a business. Maybe you're trying to build your portfolio, your resume, whatever the case may be. I wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys got value out of it. I've already said that, but it's no big deal. And I look forward to the season finale of season 2, which will be coming next Friday on the 19th. So thank you guys. I'll see you next Friday.